We're now opening the door and going into the Fisherman's Hut at Crookfoot Reservoir.
Tucked away off the A19 near Elwick Village lies what an estate agent would describe as a unique opportunity. With 69 acres of land and a 17-hectare reservoir, Crookfoot is an unusual investment. Engineering manager Chris Wingrove told me why it's on the market.
The reservoir's been owned by Hartlepool Water since 1846. Predominantly when they were first built, they did supply the drinking water for town. We no longer obtain the drinking water from these. We have a borehole supply, and these reservoirs were used for producing water for steam raising for the industry in Hartlepool, which is now defunct. There is no more steam raising required, so the reservoirs also are no longer required for our water use. These days, it is purely for recreation. We have bird watchers, we have fishermen come, and occasionally there are boating parties go out on them, but apparently that is all that happens here.
Along with plenty of water and land, Crookfoot comes with a small castellated tower that's more than a century old. Reservoirs at Hurworth Burn and Hart are also on the market. David Quill from H&H Land Property has been tasked with selling them, but how do you do that?
We are going to just simply market them as we would with any other property, local press, national press, websites, and see what interest we can get. There have been some reservoirs for sale in the past, but they've come along with large parcels of land. Some water companies have divested themselves of their land holdings. These reservoirs are quite unique in the sense that they've got grazing land around them and in some cases woodland. So there's quite a lot of nature conservation interest, as well as potential for all sorts of leisure uses.
Each reservoir is home to a host of wildlife, such as fish and birds. But when times are tight, who's going to buy one?
We think that there'll be some interest from people with angling and fishing. Some of the wildlife groups may well be interested, and they do acquire land and property. We can also see some businessmen who'll be interested in trying to get planting permission for some alternative uses, albeit fishing, nature conservation, that sort of thing.
He's got my interest. I'm tempted. But the sort of money needed to buy this reservoir will be more than a drop in the ocean. So how much is it going to set me back?
I will tell you probably in about 2 or 3 months' time, but at the moment we have really no idea. They're so unique. The other thing is that the land at the moment is bucking the trend as far as property is concerned. Houses have fallen in value. Land and land for leisure in particular has continued to increase. So, we can see it as a good investment for somebody.
So I was going to say, as an investment opportunity, this could be a decent bet for some people out there.
Certainly. And if you compare it to where else you would put your money, stocks and shares, for example, you could buy a share today, it might be worthless tomorrow. You can buy this and it may well go up or go down in value, but you can come and fish and shoot and walk your dog and plant trees and come and admire it.
So are you inviting bids at the moment then, to get in touch? And
we are simply, it's being marketed and we're inviting offers. Taking a great deal of preparation, we have to do a lot of homework to make sure that we've got all the legal package in place. That's now done, and we've kept it under wraps with a view to going onto the market with a, pardon the pun, with a splash.